Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season two on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season one and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season two.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
It's been a wild year.
Increasing inflation.
Israel. Ukraine.
Syria.
What a year.
47th president and your 45th president.
And what happens in 2025?
Act of terrorism.
New Congress.
House Speaker.
Happens here.
Buckle your seatbelts.
97.3. The Sky.
Good morning. Welcome. Hour number three begins. It is 8:07. Your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And wow, entertaining TV yesterday.
Oh.
Pete Hegseth and the confirmation hearings. Man, oh man, we had some sound from that. We shared it earlier. We'll do it again in a little bit. But right now, someone that's very close to the action, well, in the Senate and the House for various reasons. Good morning and welcome, Congresswoman Kat Kamick.
Good morning, fellas. How are y'all doing?
Look, we're doing fantastic. We have plenty to talk about. That's always a good thing when that's what you do for your job. So that's good. Look, agree or disagree, I mean, Marco Rubio, what a great pick for Secretary of State. But that creates a void. And I know that you were your name was very, very high on the list. I think the governor was very high on you getting that position. But you're too valuable in the House. The margins are too tight. What's the story since you're actually involved in it?
Well, I agree 100%. Marco Rubio is going to do a phenomenal job. And of course, I think all Floridians are super proud of him. He is inheriting a mess. No surprise that Anthony Blinken completely just destroyed relationships along with Joe Biden over the last 4 years. So they've got their hands full. But I expect him to be confirmed with no problems. And yes, it has created an interesting situation in looking for his replacement. And now that it's public, I did speak with the governor. We had a great conversation. And on Monday, and it was a surprise to me, he dropped our name on the short list. And so it's just been a bit of a waiting game to see where things will fall. Of course, I'm humbled even just to be considered for something like this. It's pretty awesome. But, everyone is concerned about the margins. And it's an interesting situation because we're going to be going now with the departure of Elise Stefanik and Mike Walt to 217 to 215. And this is where the math kind of gets a little funny. In this scenario, it actually doesn't matter if we lose another member of the House because it would be the exact same result and outcome of a vote, whether you have 217 or 216, because if you don't have Republicans 100% united in a vote, then it's a loss no matter which way you look at it, whether you have 217 or 216, because if you have 217 and a Republican votes with the Democrats, then it's 216, 216, the vote loses. Same thing, 216 to 215, and you don't have a Republican voting with the team, same outcome. So the math actually works out where it would be okay if I left to go to the Senate. But ultimately, at the end of the day, the governor is going to make the decision. And If there's one thing I know about him, he wants a constitutional conservative, someone who's going to be a fighter. And I think we would do a great job. But either way, it's still an honor to be considered. So,
yeah. So you appoint a senator to take that position. Mm-hmm. You don't leave it open. But in the House, I guess you just leave it open until the next cycle. Is that how it works?
We would have a special election for our seat. Yeah. And it would be filled. It would be filled quickly. The good thing about our seat is it is a great conservative seat. And so I would have full confidence that we would have a good conservative to pick up the mantle and really run with it.
I'd think about it, but I don't know if I could take the pay cut. But thanks. I consider that an offer.
Only if you bring the bike. Only if you bring the bike.
So there's some other Senate deals going on, apparently, allegedly. Yeah. Is there a secret border deal that's that they're going to put together here? Have you heard any of that?
So there was talk of something like that, and we all kind of started looking at each other, and we're like, are you guys talking about the reconciliation deal? And I think people are saying that it's some secret border deal, but realistically, it's looking more and more like this is going to go on reconciliation because we have such a big element of spending in order to fix all the things that were broken under the Biden administration. So that's actually something I've got 3 meetings this afternoon on that very topic. So I'll know more for you guys next week.
All right, and what inquiring minds really want to know is, if you're a betting woman, I want to know who to put the big money on. Is it Nancy Mace or Miss Crockett out of Texas? who could take who?
You know, all day yesterday, whether it was the oversight hearing with them and they're screaming at each other, or it was all of the women in the Senate screaming at Pete Hegseth, I kept the volume down. I had my TV on mute in my office and was in and out. And it looked like a Jerry Springer episode, the flying of hands, the gnashing of teeth. Mm-hmm. I mean, you could tell that some of these people were in theater when they were kids and, you know, it didn't work out for them. So now they're in politics. So certainly an element of theatrical expression going on. I would say if I had to put money on it, though, Bob, I mean, of course, I'm going to put it on Nancy Mace. I think she's a scrapper, so I think she would definitely dominate. But I mean, I sit back and I'm like, this is all for clicks. Like, come on, guys. Like, this is getting absurd. And it really frustrates me because we do have very legitimate, serious, scary problems. And you have a lot of people up here who are more focused on the entertainment of, you know, making it about them, making it about, you know, look how tough I am. And I don't want to disparage anybody, but we just don't have time to waste in getting things done, you know?
All right, listen, child, I got another question for you.
Listen to you baiting me.
Cat will take
now
you
I'm
out,
gonna
Bob.
Take you outside,
hey,
Bob.
She will take you out.
I can call you child because you just about were one when I met you. So that's true, right?
Yeah, I think I was 20. I think I was 20 or 21 when we first met. Yes.
Yep.
Yeah.
So what's the most important thing that you think is coming up in terms of what's going on in D.C.? I guess something on my mind is we've got 5 days. What other stupid things can the Biden administration do between now and then? I guess that would be one of my fears.
Oh, I mean, I think because common sense is not common, certainly in the White House with Joe Biden in it, there is a number of things that could happen that would be very, very scary. I think that he's going to continue in his final days to siphon off munitions from our stockpile out to Ukraine. And I think he's going to continue to escalate that war. And that escalation is something that we should not be a part of. No one wants to see that. But I think he's going to really tangle it up even more to leave it for Donald Trump to try to untangle that mess. So I think he's probably going to do something in that way. When you look at his National Security Council and who he's had serving on it, these are community activists who are absolutely pro-terrorist, Hamas sympathizers. It would not surprise me one bit if in the final days here we see by executive order something in the way of supporting Hamas and really throwing our ally Israel under the bus. I could see that coming. And I think really when we look back, it is going to be chaos that is the brand of the Biden administration. And they don't give a damn about the country. They just want to make Trump look bad. That has always been what their MO is. So I am expecting less of a domestic policy. We've already seen his, you know, his pardons. We've seen him do more, you know, student loan. I don't even call it forgiveness. It's just a debt transfer. I think he is going to go very big on leaving a disaster in our wake internationally. So that's what we're watching for, honestly.
Well, Congresswoman Kat Kamik, we always appreciate your time, your input, your expertise, and keep fighting the good fight for us and saying prayers that we can have this peaceful transition and that the train doesn't go completely off the rails, right?
Yeah. And if you're coming up to D.C. for inauguration, make sure you stop by your office. We would love to see you. We are so excited. Donald Trump, President 47. Let's go, baby.
All right. Thank you. Thank you, Congresswoman. That sounds like our tickets are in the mail.
Oh, yeah, we'll be watching for
that. I'm
going
to go check the mailbox right now.
Yeah.
It's 8:16 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It's definitely a happy hump day, Trump day. We still have a lot of things to get to and a great local event taking place. We'll get into that, too. 97.3 The Sky.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for members. Mix and match 1 pound strawberries or 6 ounce blueberries, raspberries, or blackberries for $2.99 each when you buy three. Take advantage of this exclusive digital deal. USDA Choice Boneless Beef Tri-Tip Roast, Untrimmed Twin Pack, $3.97 per pound, limit one package. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps.
Beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring amazing special guests from the cast and crew.
After that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
He's got opinions.
Now is immunity through the back door.
And he's not afraid to share them.
He used the pardon clause for quote-unquote preemptive pardons. What is that? That's immunity. Why?
Mark Levin, 6 o'clock on 97.3 The Sky.
Happy Hump Day, Trump Day. Yeah, baby. It's 8:20 right now. You're listening to the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Your time check is brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Top stories, Pete Hegseth had to go through the gauntlet of the Senate and, frankly, deal with some unhinged senators.
Oh, my.
Yeah, that just happened to be women. They're very concerned how Pete Hegseth would treat women in the military and combat roles and all that. And, well, I mean, he could have very well made the argument. He said, well, You know, we're worried about women in combat roles because they can become a little emotional. Well, get a load of Ms. Gillibrand.
You said in your statement you don't want politics in the DOD. Everything you've said in these public statements is politics. I don't want women. I don't want moms. What's wrong with a mom, by the way? Once you have babies, you therefore are no longer able to be lethal.
I've never disparaged women serving in the military. I respect every single female service member that has put on the uniform, past and present. My critiques, Senator, recently and in the past, and from personal experience, have been instances where I've seen standards lowered.
Oh, you mean you were actually there on the front? Oh, he actually was. Remember, Pete Hegseth was deployed.
Yes.
He has served his nation. He does see it from a boots-on-the-ground perspective. He could have answered a question by saying this, hormonal much? But once again, that's why I'm not there and he is.
See, I don't think you do so well in front of the Senate, just saying.
Yeah, what about if I was facing off with our Hawaiian friend, Miss Harano?
Would you use our military to take over Greenland or an ally of Denmark?
An ally of Denmark.
Senator, one of the things that President Trump is so good at is never strategically tipping his hand. And so I would never in this public forum give one way or another what orders the president would give
me
in any context.
That sounds to me that you would contemplate carrying out such an order to basically invade Greenland.
Hey, we invaded Hawaii. Good for you. Otherwise, you wouldn't be around.
Whoa!
Oh! Just can't say that either.
Well, you just did.
Gosh. Really? We're going to attack Greenland? I mean, and you know Trump does this on purpose.
Yes, he does.
He laughs. He's going, listen to them. Listen to them. Are you going to attack Greenland if you're given the order? Oh, my
She always gosh. Sounds so elementary. She always does. It's like she does not sound smart for her position.
Okay, if you're like a Congresswoman Kat Kamek, you literally are, juggling fireballs. I mean, because that's her nature. A lot of them rely on their staff to do virtually everything.
Mm-hmm.
And Hirano's one of those people. And you can always tell because when she was questioning Hegseth, she kept scrambling for papers and her aides had to keep they're shuffling through the paper to hand her the paper. Clearly, she couldn't come up with it on her own because she hadn't written it. And you could see that was the case in a lot of, especially the Democrats.
Yes.
That just pre-prepared stuff that they probably didn't write, that their staff did for them. Uh-huh. But, I mean, no surprise there. I mean, we've seen how many years of Biden when he can barely read the teleprompter, and it's clear he didn't write a word of it. And then Tim Kaine tried to play the nasty card a little bit.
Many of your work colleagues have said that you show up for work under the influence of alcohol or drunk. I know you've denied that, but you would agree with me, right, that if that was the case, that would be disqualifying for somebody to be Secretary of Defense.
Senator, those are all anonymous false claims, and the totality
They're not anonymous.
The letters
we've
on
seen,
the record here.
They're not anonymous.
On the record, people
we've seen
with
records with
at,
names attached
freedom.
To them. Senator Kaine, or I guess I better use the senator from
this
Virginia, starts bringing up the fact that what if you showed up drunk to your job? How many senators have showed up drunk to vote at night?
Wow.
Have any of you guys asked them to step down and resign for their job?
No.
And don't tell me you haven't seen it because I know you have.
And he went on to say, cheating on their wives ends up in divorce. Have you ever called on any of them to step down at that point?
Mm-hmm.
And he was making a very valid point. It's like, you're raising this bar artificially. You don't hold anybody else to this certain standard. So it's worthless. And then, my gosh, this senator, it's hard to say senator before their names because, you listen to this. This is Senator Duckworth.
I don't want a long answer. Yes or no, have you led an audit of any organization of which you were in charge?
Senator, in both of the organizations I ran, we were always completely fiscally responsible.
Yes or no, did you lead an audit?
And the way
yes or no, did you lead an audit? Yes or no?
Completely
what are you afraid of? You can't answer this question. Yes or no, did you lead an audit? Do you not know this answer?
Senator, every
yes
part
no?
of my leadership
yes
of these
no?
organizations.
Yes
I, you know, okay. I would ask her, I'd say, what do you mean by lead an audit? Did I allow for auditing to take place? Of course I did, because the board would demand an audit. Mm-hmm. So, yes, audits took place. What do you mean by lead an audit? I'm not a CPA. Why right. would I lead the audit?
Right.
You know, I might be part of it. I certainly mm-hmm. should be part of it if I'm head of that organization. But so he's going to run a, you know, $850 billion budget. This is some of the points they were trying to make. Like what experience gives you the ability to handle $850 billion budget? What enables anybody to become, I don't know, president of the United States? What experience have you had to do that? I mean, Joe Biden was a senator for 40 years. He didn't lead anybody.
No.
He rode the train and had a staff.
Yes.
So don't, yeah. Ugh. You can't always say, okay, what's your experience level? Because like any good leader, you surround yourself with experts that, yeah, number one are experts. Number two, that you trust.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Those are the two important ingredients. And Hegseth knows that team concept because he was in the fighting forces. He was in combat. The strength of the team, the special skill set that any member of the team may bring to the table at any given time, that skill set or that thought process or experience is going to be utilized by the whole team for success. Yeah, he understands a mission. I think he's going to do a great job. 8:27 right now on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, and we've got a special guest coming up. Kyler Burke's going to tell us about a wonderful local event, entertaining event, and it's free. Stand by. 97.3 The Sky.
Inauguration Day.
He made history.
Trump.
On day one, I will terminate every single open border policy.
A historic new America.
Drill, baby, drill.
Happens on the sky.
And we will immediately begin a brand new Trump economic boom.
A new way.
Great country with low taxes and strong military.
This.
We have a window of opportunity.
Is.
And we've got to be ready to govern.
It.
And we've got to be ready to lead.
News Talk 97.3.
We're going to turn this country around so fast.
The sky.
The sky.
We enter a new era.
Couldn't stop him. He keeps going forward.
History.
And I will fight for you, for your family, and your future.
Happens here.
Isn't it nice to win?
Here.
Nice to win.
This is News Talk 97.3.
The Sky.
Good morning and welcome. It's a happy hump day. Trump Day 834. The Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Don't forget, the Bob Rose Show podcast available wherever you normally download your podcast. You can get it on the Audacy app, AUDACY, or anywhere else. And you just click on subscribe. And you have it. And you'll catch that great interview we did with Congresswoman Kat Kamick, with so much going on in D.C. right now. But speaking of right now, we've got our special guest in the studio. He's the public information officer for the city of Alachua, Kyler Burke. Good morning, Kyler. How you doing?
Great. How are you guys doing?
Fantastic. It's good to see you again. You know, the community's not huge, per se, in size and numbers, but you guys do a lot of stuff. I mean, you are busy.
I'd like to think so. Yeah, we try to do a lot, especially for the community, community events, trying to foster a good, just a good environment between the community as well as visitors entering our community.
Yeah, tourism. I continues to grow, and the more activities, the more draw there is. People might be here for other things. It might be a football game on a Saturday afternoon, but as you begin to make more and more of a name and have venues and things to do in the city, more people are going to come spend time and money, and that's a good thing. The city of Alachua, the good life community. Wow, did you come up with that?
I did not. It's been around for a while.
Yeah, I know, but you don't hear it very often, so I thought I'd toss it out there. But you have a very special event that is coming up Monday. Tell me about it.
Yes, so we are hosting the 20th annual Martin Luther King Jr. Day celebration. Like you said, it'll be Monday, January 20th. We'll kick things off at 10 a.m., and it's going to be at the Legacy Park Multipurpose Center here in Alachua. We typically have it at the Hathcock Community Center, but because of the special guest we're going to have, we decided to move it to Legacy Park just that way we have a great environment, so that way as many people as we hope to show up can come and be comfortable.
Yeah, you've put that building to great use as it was intended, and this will be an inside event for those that are questioning the weather or the temperatures, which is a fair question, but this will be inside the Legacy Park Multipurpose Center in Alachua. And without further ado, who's going to be your main act at this event?
Our main act's going to be Vicky Winans. She's a six-time Grammy Award nominee. She has 8 Stellar Awards and an NAACP Image Award. So she will be performing, as well as hosting a keynote speech, and then also there'll be some humor in there. So I think it'll be a very nice, well-rounded performance, but also event in general.
I'm not going to pretend like I knew much about her. The name I recognize, it was Greg that actually schooled me on it. This is a family that he said, you know, it's like the Jackson 5 or the Osmonds when it comes to, Christian music, right? The whole family involved in stuff.
Incredible talent. Incredible talent.
So, Vicky Winans, 6-time Grammy Award nominee, 8 Stellar Awards, an NAACP Image Award. Not only is she singing, she's going to deliver a speech as well.
Absolutely.
How often does that happen?
I don't see that very often, but I think it's going to be great. And it's definitely a testament to her talent as a well-rounded musician, but also as a well-rounded keynote speaker and all of the above. So.
And you've got a performance by Franz Emmanuel.
Yes.
What's that all about?
He is one of the best saxophone players that I've ever heard. Now, I have not heard millions of saxophone players, but the ones that I have heard, he's definitely at the top of that list. He is great, smooth jazz.
Wow.
Beautiful, beautiful music.
All right. And a puppet show. I mean, you guys have really, you covered the gamut, put it all together. You know anything about the special puppet show?
I don't know a whole lot. I know that they leave a lot to be desired. So I am sure that it's going to be a great, great time. And I just wanted to mention, too, this entire event is free. So you do not have tickets. There is no cost of admission. It is completely free. We try to do this for the community, but also for the extended community, Gainesville, Lake City, all the way out through Trent and Chiefland, all the way up through Lake Butler. We try to make this an area event that's completely free to our community and extended community.
By the way, the special puppet show is presented by students in the music and arts program. So students putting that together.
Yep.
That's awesome. And then you said this event, there's no charge for this event, but I understand that the event concludes with a meal and a time to gather the community together and remember and celebrate Dr. King.
Yes.
So the meal is a buy a ticket kind of thing?
Nope, it's a light lunch for everybody involved, everybody who's there.
Really?
Yes.
Well, that really, that is something special. I know the mayor there, Gib Corper, he's all excited about it. And you're going to celebrate Dr. King, and you're going to do it in style with Vicky Winans. This, really, I think the turnout is going to be fantastic. Now, do people, should they try to get any sort of advanced spot, or it doesn't work that way? It's just going to be first come, first serve?
Yep. We just show up, try to show up before 10 o'clock. I'm sure there'll be spots afterwards as well, but definitely if you can. Can be there by 10 or a little bit beforehand. There should be plenty of parking, so that shouldn't be an issue either. It'll be a great time.
And that building, I'm not going to hold you to a number, but it holds a pretty good amount of people. We've done several events there.
Yes, we have. And actually, I can recall just off the top of my head, there have been basketball tournaments with thousands of people. There have been robotics competitions with thousands of people. So like you said
before. We did
before,
the black tie blue jeans.
Yes. So this multi-purpose center is definitely getting the use that we intended for it to have. And it's all, like you said, by the vision of the commission down through the community. That's what we're dedicated to.
And it is coming up, of course, on Martin Luther King Jr. Day, which is this Monday, January 20th. And it'll go from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. And it is inside event. And I think everybody's going to be looking forward to this. And that is the focus. However, just give people a little idea maybe to mark on their calendar another celebration that you will be enjoying in the city of Alachua coming up on March the 1st. What is that?
So that will be our 120-year celebration. There's going to be a lot of talent in store, as well as some really cool things for the kids.
You don't look nearly that old.
Oh, well, hey. I mean, my wife calls me me a kid. So,
City of Alachua, you're looking good. 120 years, really.
Yes, yep, 120 Fantastic. Years as a city.
Well, we appreciate what you do in the City of Alachua, and there's plenty of reasons to visit there. Now you have a huge one on January 20th. Kyler Burke, PIO for the City of Alachua, and the big event, and Vicky Winans, if you're not familiar, ask anybody, especially that knows anything about gospel music, Christian music.
Absolutely.
They will go, who, what, here?
Yes.
And it's free?
Yes.
Yeah, that's pretty big. So thanks again, Kyler. We look forward to seeing you again. Definitely sometime between now and March 1st, for sure.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
All right.
Thanks for being
Be
had.
Safe. Stay warm. Good advice these days. Some of the things that we have been talking about is the governor calling a special session of the legislature to address illegal immigration, condominium regulation, hurricane relief funds, and the Citizens Initiative petition process. And this is part of a press release that came from the office of the governor. So he wants to get everybody to convene on January 27th to address those issues. And that'll be interesting because that'll come a week after President Trump has been inaugurated. So I'm not saying they're working in tandem per se, but I know that Governor DeSantis, well, they are working in tandem. I guess I should say that, because Governor DeSantis wanted to kind of jump out, and he's going to help to lead the way, you know, so other states maybe have a roadmap of what the Trump administration, what their expectations are going to be in dealing with illegal immigration. So that's one of the reasons why he wants to get that session going and going
Makes
early
sense.
And try to put some things in place. All right. Whew. The morning has just absolutely been flying by.
It is. And it's not over yet. But
no,
wait, there's more.
No, yeah. Look, Marco Rubio, I don't see any reason why he wouldn't get the nod for Secretary of State. He really does have this great kind of world view and this world vision. And
he's got a rapport with the Senate already. So, you know, there's that.
Well, yeah, we'll lose him as a great senator, but I'm sure the governor will make a fantastic choice in a replacement.
But who is it going to be?
Well, I mean, we know Ashley Moody's very high on the list, and we know that our Congresswoman Kat Kamick is as well.
Mm-hmm.
The concern, I think, with Kat is, ooh, that makes the margins pretty tight in the House. But she explains, she goes, look, you know, the numbers are the numbers. If we've got the numbers, we're going to pass stuff.
If they're on board,
As long as
the party's on board, we're good.
And that only is until you can have a special election.
Right.
And I think she feels pretty good that you would get another conservative in the seat to take her place. Should all of this happen? Should it all go down? So, very interesting things.
Boy, just
going
so
on
much to follow, you know?
It really is.
Follow the bouncing ball.
I mean, the Senate, they're in the middle of this confirmation process and these hearings. And then they also have the budget. They've got to kind of work something out.
Mm-hmm.
As far as that goes, there is a lot going on. And I guess the question also remains, you know, what else is the Biden administration going to do?
Oh.
What other wrenches are they going to throw in the last minutes of their operation to be a roadblock for Trump and his incoming administration? Let's hope it's limited to the stuff they've already done, but
more fuel on that dumpster fire Vance talked about.
that
we're getting.
That's about right, isn't it?
Yeah.
It is 8:45. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Coming up at 9:05, Nurse Carrie is going to join us. She is a healthcare advocate, and she knows we need a lot of reform. She's a fan of Robert RFK Jr. And also Make America Healthy Again. And I look forward to talking to her in just in about 20 minutes. All right. News Talk 97.3 The Sky.
Afternoons at 3.
For anybody that has ever wanted limited government, this is probably the only opportunity that we will have.
Sean Hannity.
To get rid of waste and fraud and abuse, as long as Republican lawmakers go along.
On 97.3, The Sky.
Yeah, I'd mentioned before the break, what's the Biden administration going to do? Throw wrenches in the operation, making it tougher for the Trump administration to kind of dig out of it, if you will. And I'm going to get to that in just a minute. It is 8:49. You're tuned to the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. The Bob Rose Show podcast, available wherever you normally get your podcast. Just click on subscribe and you'll never miss a minute of the show. What's this about Maduro threatening to go into Puerto Rico, to take over Puerto Rico? This is one of those kind of crazy, kooky stories. And I'll fill you in on that in a little bit. Some of the other things. The purge begins. Yeah, yes. And what this has to do with is, Lockheed Martin, they are a huge defense contractor.
Right.
And apparently one of their VPs, a senior VP of government affairs, Shelley O'Neill Stoneman, suddenly resigned.
Really?
She also happened to be, very much in touch with and in favor with their wokish kind of programs.
Okay, I see where that's going.
So, yeah, maybe not a good fit to work with the incoming Trump administration. So, bye-bye. You was woke. Now you can go back and take a nap. We'll let you know if we need you. Also, I can't imagine what it's like to be a stalking victim, but it's got to be frightening. You don't know, where this person could be at any minute, how creepy they are. Are they just creepy or dangerous? And right. Often when you find that out, it might be a little too late. It is a scary thing. So this guy apparently was stalking Caitlin Clark.
Right.
And he's accused of repeated and continued harassment of the 22-year-old Clark beginning on December 16th, according to the prosecutor's office. And Wish TV of Indianapolis reported that Lewis behaved very erratically in his first court appearance and at times appeared to be laughing and joking.
That's weird.
While noting that he had not been taking his medication while jailed or while living out of his car.
Okay.
Isn't that frightening?
That's very strange.
I mean, he appears obviously not in a good state of mind, and it's a stalking charge. He's not taking his medication, living out of his car. That's not a good situation. Mm-hmm. And he admitted that guilty as charged, he said.
Wow. Not even going to fight it. Okay.
Well, that is initially, there's more to it. Prosecutors said they were seeking a higher than standard bond because Lewis traveled from his home in Texas to Indianapolis.
Oh.
With the intent to be in close proximity to the victim. Lewis was ordered held on $50,000 bond, and if the bond is posted, he'll be required to wear an ankle monitor and remain in Indiana. Oh, an ankle monitor. Oh.
Uh-huh.
I'm sure she feels so much safer now.
Right.
Because if he gets out of line, you could just press a button and that ankle monitor acts like a shock collar, right?
Not so much.
No. And you could never actually, take one of those off.
Well, that happens.
Hell yes, you could.
But I'm sure there's a piece of paper that says, don't go near her.
Really thick paper that if used would give you so much pain via the paper cut it could produce.
Yeah.
No, really. That is a frightening scenario. The court also filed a not guilty plea on Lewis's behalf, and Judge Angela Davis suggested that Lewis remain silent in jail and only speak with his attorney. He received a no-contact order and a stay-away order sought by prosecutors that supposedly will keep him from being within 500 feet of either of the two arenas where the Fever, the team that that Caitlin Clark plays for, where their home games are.
Notice the word supposedly will keep
I mean, I added that probably because that's what it is. I mean,
it's a great theory.
Well, you've got a person that's not in the right mind. There's something, first of all, if you're going to stalk, there's probably something wrong with you.
Yeah.
You have, and especially when they don't really know the victim. This isn't like a boyfriend in a relationship gone bad. Not that that's not frightening or dangerous. It is very dangerous. But, this is somebody who just decided they have this attraction and it's over the top, to say the least. And I don't know that the law does enough in these situations.
They don't.
Yeah. Well, I know what advice that I would give, and I don't want to speak for Greg, but it would probably have something to do with the Second Amendment and good, sound training. And and not just hit the paper target.
No, things that move.
Well, and scenarios and places and how to protect yourself in your apartment. You may achieve a game plan there and, and practice, and another one out in public, et cetera.
Good advice.
Well,
yeah, it's the world we live in, unfortunately.
But, you know, what does our friend say from Gun Owners of America all the time? He said, you know, when, you know, seconds count, the police are only minutes away. And he's a former police officer. So, you know, you could have the greatest cops in the world, but not a lot they can do if they're not there. What's Joy Behar up to?
Being misnamed.
Really?
Joy.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I was going to say Behar. Probably one of the few names that I actually get right once in a while. Anyway, you know her from The View. You don't really know her from The View. You know her from all the stupid things she says that we report on. She's concerned.
Oh, my.
Because people don't seem to be taking climate change seriously. Yeah, this was a discussion on the California wildfires. Yeah, they're not taking climate change seriously. What I've been thinking all weekend is people don't seem to be taking climate change seriously. She said they can blame Newsom. I mean, Trump is calling him names already. It's a good thing you folks on The View have never resorted to name calling. That Trump is already calling him names. What's worse, Trump calling Newsom names that are probably appropriate, or Newsom not doing his job and people's lives literally, physically, and their homes go up in smoke?
What's that do for your climate change?
I think that, the name calling isn't really of any real concern. The truth of the matter is, this is Joy Behar.
Her version of the truth of the matter.
Well, no. I mean, whatever she says is the truth of the matter, right?
In her head.
Is that the climate is changing. I can tell you, she's right. It is changing.
It kind of always has.
Well, it changed even from this morning when I got up out of bed.
Really?
Yes.
That's amazing.
Yes.
And I'm glad you didn't, I'm glad we found you and got you here and work. And
you know, I don't want to, pretend like I could see the future, but I bet you that the climate's going to change again sometime today.
Wow.
I'm telling you.
You're like the amazing Kreskin back in the day or something.
But then she goes on to say, and the Republican Party keeps rolling back anything that will help the situation.
Whoa.
I'm running out of time, so let's just cut to the cut to the chase here. What is it that will help the situation? Somebody driving an electric car when you don't have the power grid in California. And by the way, if you got everybody to do exactly what you wanted in the United States, but China and Russia and India didn't seem to be quite as concerned as you, Joy, what overall impact do you think that would have? No, really, Joy. Take your time and think about it. I'll get back to you in 20 years. You may have an answer. Probably not a good one, but you'll have an answer. All right. Don't you go anywhere. Coming up next, my friend Nurse Carrie cares about your health. There are big things that are coming along. She's going to talk about it next.
Is Sky News.
Senate confirmation battles.
The Department of Defense under Donald Trump will achieve peace through strength.
Trending stories.
Increasing wind event is upon us.
And why they matter.
Gavin is largely incompetent.
Breaks my heart. People are suffering and struggling.
The mayor is largely incompetent.
What worked? What didn't work?
What they've done is terrible.
Updates every 30 minutes. Breaking news at once. News Talk 97.3. The Sky.